We need to have a public hearing on the budget. The amount is $15,114,639. If anybody'd like to speak for or against, please come up to the microphone and speak your piece. Okay, that was quick. What?
Public hearing on ordinance 4027.
Okay, we'll open it back up for the public hearing on ordinance 402017, additional appropriation ordinance for edit for the Pantheon for $27,000. First reading was on September 11th, 2017. If anybody'd like to speak for or against, come up to the microphone, please. Okay.
Just to state again, we will pay this out of edit. This is a grant. As soon as we pay it, we'll get reimbursed for the $27,000, so it comes right back.
Ready?
Public hearing closed.
Public hearing's closed.
Call order of council meeting for October 10th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Okay, next is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the minutes for the September 25th meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes for the September 25th meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve September 25th minutes as presented.
Question.
Yes.
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 And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Committee chair reports.
Now, update on looking over our ordinances. Obviously, it's taken a little more time than what I thought. We've had a lot of ordinances. I should have two more decent-sized sections to go through, and then I'll have a list of stuff that we have before 2000, and then we'll be able to kind of look through that. I've had a couple department heads get a hold of me and give me some ordinance, and then we can kind of go from there. But, I mean, it's a little bit bigger than I thought it would be at first, but it's not too bad. We've got all of our ordinances online. You can kind of scroll through and see, and it just takes a little bit of time. So hopefully within the next couple meetings, I'll be able to give you guys a document that has here are the ordinances that are decently old, and then we can kind of look through those as a group.
Any other committee reports? Not, we'll move on to report of city officers. Being done, we'll move to old business. First up is ordinance 402017, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT for the Pantheon, $27,000. Your first reading was September 11th.
Motion to approve on second reading, ordinance 402017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 402017.
Ordinance 402017, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, $27,000 for Pantheon.
From edit.
Discussion. Did you have public hearing?
Yes, we had a, prior to the meeting, we had a public hearing. Nobody spoke for or against.
Question?
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Wayne Patton?
Yes.
Dan Rappel?
Yes.
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 402017 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 402017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 402017.
Ordinance 402017, additional appropriation, section 1 and 2, $27,000 from edit.
Discussion.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Rappel?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 402017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 412017, an ordinance of the Common Council of Vincennes, Indiana, amending the zoning of real estate in Vincennes, Knox County, Indiana. Your first reading was September 25th.
Motion to approve ordinance 412017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 412017.
Ordinance 412017, an ordinance adopting amendments to Knox County zoning ordinance section 1, 2, and 3, changing.
Discussion.
This went before the Area Plan Commission, and the commission saw no problems with it and recommends its approval to the City Council. I will say, as part of the discussion, since this is a rezoning for a church property on Beer House Boulevard, myself and some other members clarified with the petitioner that the church would not object to commercial development adjacent to that property, since I think it was the intention of the city that much of that property be taxable property. But this is a very small section of the property, and the church leader said they would have no objection. They want to see that area developed. So,
any other discussion?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Rappel?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 412017 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion for third reading on, to read third reading on ordinance 412017.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 412017.
Ordinance 41.
Hello.
2017. Sections 1, 2, and 3, rezoning to C1.
Discussion.
Question.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 412017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First up is ordinance 392017, revised, established merit board for the city, for the fire department.
Motion to approve ordinance 392017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 392017.
Ordinance 392017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a merit system for the city and fire department sections 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Rappel?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 392017 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and vote on second and third reading for the ordinance 302017.
Are they allowed to do that? A motion?
Second.
Motion by Councilman Westfall, second by Councilman Salters, to suspend the rules and have second, third readings.
Question.
Question? Now we're going to have discussion on that.
Okay, discussion.
I don't understand the rationale for why we would do this. We finally are doing things by the right procedure, and now we're suspending the rules to do this in an extraordinarily quick fashion. I think the people making the argument that we should do this that quickly should at least make the argument why.
Well, the reason I have is some people say the firemen's for it, some people say the firemen's against it. Once we approve it, it goes to the fire department, and they can vote on it. They can even vote for it or against it, and then if they vote for it, we can go forward. If they vote against it, then we're done. That's why my
I would agree with Councilman Westfall on that. Our vote's almost meaningless in a sense, because it's got to go back to them, and they've got to be the ones that make the decision in the end. So, I mean, the process for us to go through, and then it goes back to them. So
sooner it gets back to them, the quicker we can
get. And then they can make the decision, and we go from there.
I'm not sure our vote's meaningless. I don't agree with that.
If they vote it down, I mean, they're the ones that have to make the decision in the end. I mean, we go through the process. I mean, obviously, I'm not saying that it's pointless, but they've got to be the ones that make the decision in the end, and that's how this process works. So why not put it in their hands and let them make the decision instead of us argue over it?
Well, I was prepared to vote for this on first reading because finally we're doing it procedurally correct, but I'm not prepared to suspend the rules to do it in an extraordinarily quick fashion. I don't see the reason for it. My opinion, but
do you see any issues with this day doing it like this?
It's highly irregular. That would be the only issue.
Can you elaborate on that?
I can elaborate on that. The firemen have to do a referendum on this. So they can look at it now, if passed on for, as they might suggest changes, which would make it palatable to them for second and third reading. There could be something in here they like and vote it down because rushed through, didn't have a chance to amend. So I don't see, I've never seen the rush on this.
And it's always been my opinion from the beginning that we do this in an orderly fashion to give as wide an opportunity as possible for the fire department to discuss this, and as Dave says, if there's problems that we can amend it. So I think to do it in this fashion actually prevents the opportunity to more widely discuss this and get everybody on the same page. And I would note that the fire chief is not here this evening, so I think that's probably another reason we don't have no problem with taking it to first reading, but to take it to the extraordinary step of attempting to pass it in one evening, I just think that's it's out of character for the city council, and I certainly will say that.
So what we're saying is if we pass this on second and third reading, it's in stone, right? So it goes to them. It doesn't matter if they have any changes because we've already passed it, right?
That would be the city council ordinance at that point, establishing the merit commission requirement.
What do you think, Justin? Come on up.
Justin Lowe, President of Vincennes Firefighters. I can appreciate your concern about the discussion. We have discussed it for a long time. This ordinance is about as bare bones as possible, just mainly having the absolute minimum in there to establish it. My secretary treasurer, Michael Catt, and I met with Dave Rolligan about a week ago, I think a week ago exactly, and he gave it his seal of approval. Since that point, the guys have all had it. I've not had anybody come to me in concern, or Catt. I don't think I've had, he's not told me about anybody coming to him in concern. I can't appreciate, you know, the fact that you do want to see this procedurally done, and I do understand Mr. Westfall's and Mr. Salters' view. They'll want to just pass it back to us and let's get the ball rolling, you know, start working on the things that we'd like to see. We have established a board to go into this, but you're concerned about the discussion. It's definitely been discussed a lot, obviously, with the past month or so of council meetings, union meetings, and such. So I could address that.
Well, I would agree there's been a lot of discussions, but there's been a lot of that discussion has been on different versions, some of which are quite...
Yeah, I mean, we've come a long way.
A bit different from earlier versions.
Right, we've come a long way from our 16-page one, and we're now down to what the mayor and what the city attorney would like to have seen, which was just complete bare bones, establishing a merit system, or merit commission, who the merit commissioners are. Everything is followed by the IC code of Indiana State, so... The only thing that is different in this would be the amendment we added to the gray area period, and we were able to come to a compromise on that as well.
There's been a lot of compromise on both
sides
here.
Yeah, it's been a long process. I know there's a lot of passion and feelings about, you know, one way or the other, but there has been a lot of compromise, a lot of meat in the middle. You know, we've obviously, in the beginning, we wanted that 16-page one laid out what the firefighters exactly wanted. But now we're down to this, you know, a three-pager that just establishes the commission. So I think we've come a long way, and unions, I know I can speak on behalf of the union. The union has stepped forward a lot to meet with Mr. Rolligan. We drove up to Indianapolis. We've made many phone calls, had many meetings, and so... If your concern is discussion, and I appreciate that it is, but it has been discussed quite a bit.
If this is passed on second and third reading tonight, could it be changed later on in any way?
I don't believe so, but that would be Mr. Rolligan.
It could be appealed or amended.
Amended? Okay.
But the only thing that this establishes is the commission. It's not establishing the system at all. The commission, once they're formed, which just lays out who they can be and who they can't be, and how they govern and stuff like that, they're the ones that actually write up the system.
Thank you.
Well, my comment would be that in addition to the fire department discussing it, the public is the other entity in the equation. And it's been my experience that oftentimes the public does not get engaged in an issue until it's been before city council for several weeks. I can give you several examples of that. But, you know, as I say, I'm prepared to vote for this on first reading. I think a great deal of progress has been made in discussions between the fire union and city attorney and so forth. But I just really don't see a reason to suspend the rules and try to rush this through in a single night.
I think it has been before the public for several weeks, though.
How long? Has it been 8 weeks since we first brought this up? And, I mean, it's had some front-page headlines. It's been
on a couple Facebook pages.
It's been on a couple, but, it's been fairly quiet.
Yeah, it has.
Because we got to remember, it pretty much affects 37
right
people.
Right.
This isn't a.
Yeah.
Although we have to pay for it in some way, the core group that it affects is the firefighters themselves.
And
we started with the majority of them wanting this in the first place. That's why it was here.
Absolutely.
So I think we've made some compromises to maybe hopefully bring some of those that were opposed to it to the other side.
Yeah.
I think the quicker we get it back to the fire department, the better off we are.
Well, my response to that is if we had made the proper procedural steps when it was introduced and then when it was attempted to be amended, we would obviously be further ahead than we are. It was the procedural errors that caused the delay, not following the procedures.
And I'll take that on me. I'm obviously a novice when it comes to ordinances and implementing, you know, asking you guys to move through. That's why we discussed with so many lawyers along the way.
No, I'm not assessing blame. I'm just saying.
No, but I'll take
some of those procedural errors were the council themselves. So all I'm saying is by not supporting suspending the rules tonight, I'm not delaying it. The delay was due to the procedural errors at earlier meetings.
That's it.
Right now we have a motion on the floor and a second to suspend the rules and have second, third reading.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Marvallette?
Yes.
No.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Okay, we have by a vote of 6-1, we will suspend the rules and have go for second, third reading.
Motion for second reading for ordinance 39-2017.
We're on first reading.
Second. Huh? We've already done first reading.
I thought.
Passed first.
Huh?
No, we've already passed the first reading.
I thought you had to have a unanimous to get a second and third. I thought you had to have a 7-0 to be able to make a motion to suspend the rules. If it was a 6-1 in the first reading, then you couldn't make a motion to suspend the rules for
you've already read the first item passed by the first reading, and that's when the motion was made to suspend the rules for second, third reading. So you the vote you just took, I thought, was on whether or not to suspend.
Yep, it was.
Yeah.
It has to be unanimous to suspend the
I think you may be correct, but like I say, we don't do this very often, so I can find American. I found it. Hang on just a minute if I can get to it. Somewhere buried here, but you found it.
Yeah.
It's a section 30.18 amendment suspension. These rules may be suspended by a 2/3 vote for the members of the common council.
We're good.
6-1. We're good.
Okay, then I've got a motion and a second for second reading.
Second.
Okay. We've
Call for the question.
Scott Brown.
He's got to read it.
Ordinance 39-2017, ordinance of the County Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing merit system for the City of Vincennes Fire Department, section 1-2-3.
Discussion.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Groh.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
No.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Jim Westphal.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 39-2017 passes by a vote of 6-1.
Motion for third reading for 39-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal for third and final reading of ordinance 39-2017.
Ordinance 39-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing merit system for the City of Vincennes Fire Department, sections 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Discussion.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Groh.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
No.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Jim Westphal.
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 39-2017 passes by a vote of 6-1. Move on to ordinance 43-2017, the ordinance of the Common Council of Vincennes establishing the City Gimbel Corner Donation Fund.
Motion for first reading on ordinance 43-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal to have first reading of ordinance 43-2017.
Ordinance 43-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing the City Gimbel Corner Donation Fund. Spanning one section.
And discussion. This is setting up the donation fund through the Stellar.
Patronism.
That's how we bought the picnic tables down at Gimbel Corner. They're there now. Was it 5,000? 2,500. We had to raise 2,500. We get 2,500. $5,000. So we're in the process of raising the $2,500. We're up to and you can go to
there's 17 more days.
But where do they need to go to donate their dollars?
If you look on the Vincennes, the Stellar Destination Facebook page, I've been sharing it to there. But the website is called Patronicity.
And we need to raise a total of $2,500 to get the $2,500. And that's whether we receive Stellar or not. That was automatic. We got the money to invest in one of our projects, and that being second made. So we bought picnic tables.
And then after that funding, and we reach those points, that fund stays there. And is that something that we continue possibly? Like, so if we don't get Stellar, then that's something that allows us to invest in that project that we've already created. If we do get Stellar, does that kind of as an upkeep kind of a fund thing? I mean, I'm assuming there's different options for those once that fund's created, correct?
It could be, used to raise any money, but
anything.
We don't cuss using the word. We don't receive Stellar because we are.
Oh, okay. It's a bad word. I apologize.
So, 8 days.
Anyways, that's what it's for. Like she said, we still need another $1,045. So,
17 days. You said 17 days, Joe?
Yeah, that's 17 days.
That's how much time is left.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Right, so. And I don't think it could be matched with city dollars, right?
Yeah.
It has to be dollars raised.
Yes, private donors.
Private donors. It can't be like, hey, you guys will come up with some money out of Riverboat or Editor. It has to be private dollars donated.
Do you have anything else in mind other than the picnic tables? If we got enough tables now, what else could we put in there?
Benches, maybe a swing or something, some planters. I'd like to see some planters that match all that. So we talked about community garden type thing, put some planters in there, and then in the spring be able to plant some plants where people can go and, vegetable plants and stuff.
We need to watch what we do according to the plan that we have there. That way we're not something that's going to go in that place and waste that money.
You can kind of build on that. And then, you know, in the future, if we get, when we get stellar, I caught myself. We could then maybe, if the budget allows for us to do all new down there, then we could move what's there down to like the Riverwalk or, you know, somewhere else in the downtown area.
Great. Hey, it's only a few blocks.
Okay, any other discussion?
Question.
Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 43-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move on to claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $820,000, $820,152.42.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to pay the claims amount of $820,152.42. Discussion?
Question.
Yes.
I am abstaining from one invoice on here from Model Glass Express. Other than that, yes. Just from the one claim.
Yes.
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 I guess that passes by a vote of 7-0 with 6-1 or 6-6.5.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody have anything on our miscellaneous?
When will we find out when we get stellar? Is it 8 days, correct? The 18th?
October the 18th.
Say it's
an
email.
Yeah, we'll get out an email if we receive the, when we receive the call. White smoke. Nothing else. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.